put it on. Don't give me that look. Put on your cuff, Daddy. No, I'm not being bratty. I'm serious. Really, you honestly have no idea why. Not a single clue. Fine. Reason one. I have permission to bring out your wrist cuff and ask to be in charge at any time, in defence to the rule that you can do the same to me with my collar. I am well aware that you can refuse to put on the cuff, just like I can refuse the collar. That is not the point. And now you're the one being bratty. We aren't playing yet, Daddy. You don't get to punish me for talking. Thank you, Daddy. Second reason is this. You're right. Usually I don't have any problems with your marks on me. Normally I love the bruises and bite marks and hickeys you put on me. They make me feel loved. But this? You didn't give me this while being my daddy. This was because you got it in your head that someone was trying to take something that belonged to you. That's not the point in this. Quit trying to talk loopholes into this conversation and listen to me. Thank you for apologising. I know that things have been very stressful for you lately. Work has been picking up again. Family's been asking about get-togethers. And the news isn't helping in any way at all. I get it. I know. But you've been letting your stress get the better of you, and keeping it all inside is both unhealthy and hypocritical. You know exactly what I mean, but we'll leave that alone for a second. First, this bruise. You gave this to me just the other day when we were out picking up groceries for dinner. Do you remember? That's right. The grocery bagger had started talking to me while you were paying for our food. Absolutely nothing untoward was happening. Nothing untoward. He was being polite and respectful, and he just happened to put his hand on my shoulder when reaching across me to grab your damn broccoli florets. The look in his eye was irrelevant because he never stopped being respectful, and if he had, I would have handled it. But that didn't matter to you, did it? In that moment, I wasn't anyone or anything other than yours. You grabbed my arm so tightly and dragged me to the car. I don't even think you heard anything I said in that span of time. You hurt me, Daddy, for absolutely no other reason than someone else seeing what you always tell me you see in me. You punished me for someone else realizing the same truth that you did. Thank you for apologizing. I know you feel bad now. I do wish you had felt bad then, but I'm very happy you didn't try to make excuses for your behavior. Which brings us to reason three. Do you recognize the woman in this picture? It is. This amazing barista has been nothing but wonderful and courteous to us ever since we discovered her coffee shop all those months ago. She knows us by name, our orders, and even holds a few of those amazing lemon and rosemary scones you love so much in reserve for us if they start to sell out before we get there, like she did today. Do you know why she's crying, Daddy? And that's why you need to put on your cuff, Daddy. Because today, this morning, you snapped at this beautiful woman, speaking to her in a way that you would not have tolerated from anyone else had they spoken such in your presence. You berated her for taking a little longer on my order because she went in the back to grab the scones that she'd set aside for you. You even answered your phone in the middle of ordering, and you despise people that do that. You didn't even tip. I am not the one to be apologizing to how you acted today, Daddy. You'll be going back to her later with a written apology and a large tip. She did nothing to deserve the treatment that you gave her. And if I had been the one to do it, we'd be in the exact same place as we are right now, merely reversed. Stress is the motivator, but it is not an excuse. You have acted very badly lately, Daddy, and you have not reached out to me for help, which is also very bad. Stop trying to carry the world and put on your cuff, please. Very good. Thank you, Daddy. May I kiss you? Mm-hmm. Very, very good. Safe word. Perfect. Thank you, Daddy. Do you understand why you're wearing your cuff? Good. Do you trust me to take care of you? Good. Will you be a good daddy for me? Very, very good. Such a good daddy. The very best. Let's go to the bedroom, okay? Take off your clothes and sit on the side of the bed. It's okay, Daddy. I'm not going to truss you up. I'm only going to be using the thumb cuffs. Because you are very much a daddy, and you have a habit of trying to take control of every situation, even when you're wearing your cuff. Not this time, okay? If you really don't want them, we won't use them. But I think that they'll help you let go a bit easier. One less thing to try and control. Very good, Daddy. Thank you for trusting me. Hands behind your back. Well, I did learn from the best. Do they feel all right? Not too tight? Not bending the knuckles or wrists weird? That's good. I'm glad. There you go. Just relax back against me. I can take it. My poor daddy is so stressed and tired. I'm sorry I didn't see it sooner, but I've got you now. Let me take care of you. There you go. Such a good daddy for me. Did Daddy not realize that I knew he liked to have his nipples played with? Silly Daddy. Does it feel good? Yeah? Good. All I want is for you to feel good for me. Only good things for the best daddy in the world. You sound so pretty when you moan for me, Daddy. So deep and growly. Makes me all tingly to hear you feeling so good. Do you like it when I pinch your nipples? And scrape them with my nails? Yeah? Fuck, you're gorgeous like this. Turn your head, Daddy. I want to kiss you. Are you getting hard for me? That big, fat, daddy cock starting to swell and drip just for me. Do you want to fuck me? Make my body take your cock over and over until you come deep inside me, so you can watch it all drip out of me when we're done. Yeah? Well, we'll see where this goes, okay? Right now, I want to help you feel good. Can you be a good daddy and let me help you? Mm. All right, I believe you. I think you do want to be good. So let me be good to you. So I'll give you a pass on you trying to get your hands between my thighs. I know, it's all right, Danny. I know you didn't mean to try and take control. You just really like touching me and feeling me get wet and ready for you. You just can't help it, can you? My needy, slutty daddy. He can't keep his hands to himself. That's why you're wearing the thumb cuffs. Because even big, strong daddies like you need help every now and then, right? That's right. And there's nothing wrong with needing help, is there? Very good. Such a good daddy, letting me help him like this. Letting me make him feel good and relaxed. Well, kind of relaxed. Let's see if I can get rid of some of that tension. Hi, Daddy. You doing okay? Yeah? Good. You're being so wonderful for me, Daddy. I'm so proud of you. You're so pretty, too. My gorgeous daddy getting so hard for me so quickly. Makes me so happy. Hips stay on the bed, Daddy. Suck your cock how I want to, not how you want me to. Behave or I'll get your cock ring. That's a good daddy. Just feel, okay? That's all you need to do. Are trembling, Daddy. Does my throat feel good? My tongue on your balls? Yeah, I can tell you're shaking and starting to sweat. Okay, smells so good, Danny. Especially right here in the crease of your makes my head spin. Are you gonna come? Are you gonna give me all that dirty cum down my throat? Or all over my face? Or maybe on my chest? You want to see your cum dripping off my nipples, Daddy? You want to lick it off when you're done? Not yet, though. How typical. Daddy can dish out the etching like nobody's business, but he can't take it at all. Who's in charge right now? Daddy? Exactly. But go ahead and keep begging if you want. It just gets me hotter. Look on your face right now. Pouty Daddy is so cute. I think I can get you begging again. You don't think so? What if I do this? Just rest my lips against your cock while I talk to you. That got a reaction, didn't it? Sounds like that tickles. And if I tease the tip of my tongue into your slit, like... there you go. That's a good daddy. Begging and whispering to come just for me. So good, daddy. The very best. You just hold on just a little longer for me, all right? You're doing so good, daddy. So beautiful. All for me. Only for me. I know you can keep being good just a little bit longer. Okay. Okay, that's right, daddy. I'm gonna fuck your cock with my chest. Does it feel good? I know we don't do this all that often because it makes you come so fast seeing your cock peek out between my nipples like this. It just gets us both so fucking hot, doesn't it? The way your cock bumps my chin. The way I have to squeeze so tight to give you enough space to fuck. The way your cum slides down my chest and drips from my chin. Fuck, we love it so much, don't we, daddy? Yeah. You gonna come now, daddy? You gonna splatter my tits with your cum? Yeah? Yeah, I want you to. I'm gonna feel your cock coming on my chest and chin, daddy. Do it. Give me your cum. Be a good daddy and give it to me. Now, daddy, now, daddy. Oh, such a good daddy for me. Oh, there's so much. That's right. Just cover me in it, yeah. That's so fucking hot. They're amazing. It's so beautiful. It's so fucking good for me. Daddy, I love you so much. So good, daddy. So good. Just for me. There you go. Lick it all up. You lick it all up. Clean up your mess. Very, very good, daddy. That's it. Good boy. You can be my good daddy and clean up for me now. Get it all. There's some more. Yes, good daddy. You feeling better? Yeah, I'm glad. Ready to make me come now too? Mm-hmm. Yeah? Good daddy. Lie back for me now. Arms okay? No strain? Good. Let me just grab you a pillow real quick. That all right? Good. Now just let me... can you reach everything okay, daddy? No need to stretch or strain? Good. Now, eat me out until I come. That's it. Use that tongue, daddy. Fuck me with it. Fuck your mouth, daddy. This is what it should be used for. Not yelling at baristas or snarling at grocery baggers. Just this, licking me open and making me so sloppy and wet for you. Huh? Am I dripping yet, daddy? Yeah? Good. I want to see you soaked with me when you're done. I want to taste nothing but myself when I kiss you later. Don't stop, daddy. Make me come. Yes, daddy. I'm gonna come, daddy. I'm gonna come, daddy. I'm gonna come all over your face. I'm gonna. No, you don't, daddy. You are not in charge. You do not get to stop or try to edge me. You've been so good up until now. Don't ruin it. Don't make me punish you, daddy. Make me come. That's it. Right there. Don't stop. Don't stop. Don't stop. Don't stop. You're gonna come, daddy. 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 Oh, fuck. No, Daddy. Daddy. Oh, so good. You are so good. You almost slipped up, but you didn't. I'm so proud of you. You did so well for me, Daddy. Come here. Let's get those thumb cuffs off. We're going to leave your wrist cuff on for a little while longer, okay? Turn over and I'll rub your shoulders for a minute. I know you're sorry, Daddy, for the bruise and for making her cry. Thank you for apologizing. I'm very, very proud of you for letting me help you like this. Here's what's going to happen, okay? We're going to lie here for a little while longer. Just like this. And then we're going to go get some food and water. And then we're going to shower. And get dressed. And go and pick out some flowers for our barista. Sound like a plan? Very good, Daddy. Of course, you can put the cuff back on after the shower, Daddy. I'll take care of you as long as you need. I love you, Daddy.